بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. نفس کو جو پیراہن میں ہے اس پر غصب و قہار کر اور اپنے پر قہار کرنے میں کوشش کرے نہ شیطان پر لعنت کرتا رہے. حضرت ابو بکر واسطی رحمۃ اللہ سے دیٹ بی روسفل بی اینگری اینڈ روسفل اینڈ کرٹیسائز دیٹ ویچ دیٹ نفس وچ از آلویز وتھ یو 24 hours آف دا ڈے اینڈ فار لائف لانگ. دس نفس از وتھ یو, یور غضب یور اینگر مسٹ بی ڈائریکٹڈ ٹو یور نفس. And criticize yourself, not waste your time and cursing shaitan and finding scapegoats. The nafs, it is a greater enemy for insan than even shaitan. The plots of nafs are worse and more dangerous and harmful for insan than even the plots of shaitan. About the شیطان, اللہ تعالیٰ سے انا کیل شیطان کان ضعیفا, اللہ تعالیٰ سے ان قرآن سے ویرلی دا پلاٹ آف شیطان از ویک. انا کیل شیطان کان ضعیفا, دا پلاٹ آف شیطان از ویک. بٹ اباؤٹ دا نفس اللہ تعالیٰ سے ان دا قرآن سے اٹ از مینشن اباؤٹ دا نفس, ان نفس لأمارة بالسوء إلا ما رحم ربي. That this nafs, it is a amara, it is a great commander of evil, except for those upon whom Allah Ta'ala has mercy and Allah Ta'ala saved them. Allah Ta'ala does not protect us against that nafs, we will be destroyed. Look, shaitan, iblis, he refused to obey Allah Ta'ala's command, make sajda for Adam alayhi salam. There was no other shaitan to tempt him. It was his nafs. Despite the fact that he was such a great abid worshipper, thousands and thousands of years he worshipped in every level of the asman, and he was a great buzruk and looked upon and honored by the malaika. Despite that, he fell prey and became victim of his nafs, and he refused to obey the command of Allah Ta'ala. That is a greater evil. The greater evil is the nafs. The nafs, the difference of waswasa and evil inspirations that come into insan, these are from the nafs and from shaitan. And one way of distinguishing between these two is that waswasa of shaitan, if you combat it with dhikrullah, like Allah Ta'ala says, إِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. When shaitan, he casts waswasa, evil thoughts in you, try to influence you and to tempt you to do a haram, then what you must do? فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. Seek Allah Ta'ala's protection and left into dhikrullah. Then what will happen? Shaitan, he will flee. He does not waste time. He does not, he will not linger there. He will try for a while, but then he will disappear. And then along with the zikrullah, that evil thought or that evil desire, emotion that developed, it will also dissipate, it will disappear. But when the evil prolongs, no matter, you make a lot of zikr also, and you dislike it also, but it prolongs, the demand is there continuously, then you must understand this is from the nafs now. Because nafs is with a person, it doesn't leave a person, it is there. And then most people, they obey the nafs, despite the fact although they understand also, they know the law, it is wrong, but they will submit to the nafs, and then they justify it. That is the great evil, great danger, to justify that evil. That is, Allah Ta'ala says, بَلْ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرَةٌ وَلَوْ أَلْقَىٰ مَعَاذِيرَهُ. In fact, insan, he has awareness inside over his nafs. He knows Everybody inside knows what he's doing, it is wrong. But although he puts forth excuses to justify this argument, that argument, in order to justify the evil, the wrong that he is doing. So the nafs al-isya, Allah Ta'ala says, described the first stage of that is nafs amara. It's a great commander. That is his job only, to command insan to commit evil. And that is the condition of all of us. Earlier days, that these people would struggle against the nafs, and they will train the nafs and adorn the nafs with the good qualities, akhlaq, to bring it up in the higher level, which is called nafs al-lawwama. Nafs al-lawwama means the nafs has now, it has been purified to a certain degree, and now what happens when insan does something wrong, he regrets now, not a remorse, and hastens towards tawbah. But we are very far from even that stage. Leave alone regretting. We justify, we do the opposite. We justify the evil, the wrong that we are doing. And so this is this is Hazrat Abu Bakr Wasim Rahman said, that you must be wrathful on your own nafs and be constantly on guard, and do not waste your time cursing shaitan. In other words, we find scapegoats for the wrong that we do. We find scapegoats, accuse someone for the problems and the misfortunes which settle upon us. Allah Ta'ala, when Allah Ta'ala azab comes, then we find this one, that one to be blamed for it, kuffara to be blamed for it. Whereas these are the consequences of our own misdeed. Because Iblis says that ye bande mere chehre ko aina banakar tere aage rakhe hain. Says that Iblis says, he addressing the people, and he says, oh banda, oh servant, yeah, he's servant, shaitan servant. He says, your face has been made a reflection for me in a mirror and put in a thing. Now, my face, Shaitan says, has been made a reflection for you in the mirror. Now, when you look in the mirror, you see me. Or tere chehre ka aina banakar mere rubaru dare hai. And your face has been made a reflection in the mirror, which I look. When I look in the mirror, I see insan you. And when you look in the mirror, you see me, you see Shaitan. But what? The reaction? Tu mujh mein dekhta hai aur apne upar hansta hai. He say when? No, sir. Aur apne upar rota hu. Main tujh mein dekhta hu aur apne upar rota hu. See, when I look at the mirror and I see you, I cry. Shaitan says, I cry because when you look in the mirror, you see your own reflection. So at that moment, I'm under the impression that I'm looking at myself. Am I so ugly? This is what Shaitan is saying about insan. That I cry when I see in the mirror and I see such an ugly form there because of the evil of insan. All that evil is there in the mirror, and I'm looking at your evil, but thinking that I'm looking at myself, and I cry because of the ugliness of your misdeeds, Shaitan says. Or apne upar, or tu mujh mein dekhta hai, or apne upar hansta hai. And you, on the other side, what? You look in the mirror, you see me, I'm Shaitan, and you are very happy. You laugh, you smile, your deeds. You believe that your deeds are good, whatever you are doing, it is correct. Your evil also is correct, and you are pleased. That's why, for that reason, you justify all your evil. This is what Shaitan says. First, tariqat ki raah, Iblis se seek, ke wo raah batil par rujoo nahi hua. They say you must learn the way from Shaitan, as Abu Bakr Wasti said, that he did not reform himself. The path, he went astray, and he did not reform himself. Now you also following Shaitan, and you also refuse to return to the path of righteousness. Or malamat tamam alam ki kubula, or apni raah mein marte maidan hua. He settled for this, for the curses of the entire universe. Shaitan, he settled for that. And he thinks that he is a powerful man, powerful being, is a champion. Tu apne dil mein insaaf karke, agar dono alam tere par lanat kare to tera kya haal ho. So he said, you must be fair to yourself, be just unto yourself. Then if all them in the entire world, mankind, jinkind, curse you, what will be your condition? Some of our sins are such, some sins are these, that entire mankind, even the animals, also curse. Say, entire mankind, it is included the kuffar also, they also curse you. So, the question is, like, how do the kuffar curse us? They don't even know. But it means this, that as many human beings as there are on earth, how many billions, even if they don't curse, that amount of curses will be recorded against us for flagrantly and rebelliously violating Allah Ta'ala's ahkam. So one should always be conscious of the nafs. Be conscious of the nafs and understand that this nafs is going to destroy us in this dunya and the akhirat. And there is no one is safe. No one is safe from his nafs, no matter how great the buzruk may be, how great the wali may be. If he also is neglectful, if he is not alert, the nafs will apprehend him, the nafs will arrest him, and as a nafs, all wait for one to be of God, to be of your God. And that is at the time when the nafs, he embroils us in evil.